Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today, the wonderful Christina Iadice, Public Information Officer for El Paso County Department of Human Services.
Happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you here. We're talking again about LEAP, which is Low Income Energy Assistance Program, something very, very important this year as the weather gets colder and people are making choices between heating and eating. We got to talk about that because this is a program that is live. It's happening right now. There are lots of places to apply and ways to put yourself into consideration if you need this assistance or with a family member or somebody down the street that you know that needs help. Christina, let's talk about LEAP a little bit and exactly what the program does and how it works.
So LEAP is a federally funded program that's designed to assist families, individuals, and senior citizens with a portion of their heating bills. So it doesn't cover the complete cost of heating, but it does help to help alleviate that financial burden that some families may face during the colder times of the year.
And in general, when do the benefits become available?
So the program started November 1st. We haven't seen that much cold since then. However, you know, we're December, January, February, those can be really cold months. So we encourage people to apply. They can apply anytime during the run of the program, which goes through October 30th. So after November 1st, anyone can get their applications in.
And lots of people are, and we're going to talk about those numbers and how many people are getting approved. This is means tested in certain ways. And beyond just assistance with heat, there are other things that we're going to talk about today where if you're having problems with the systems in your house, with your heating system in particular, there are people that are connected with Department of Human Services that can help you with those things as well. We'll talk about some of those as well. So LEAP is generally beginning November 1st, so we're in it right now. It's going to go through April 30th. We know the cold months are really coming. Let's talk a little bit about LEAP applications for last year's participants. They go in the mail. They already went in the mail. So if you had been a part of the LEAP system last year, you should have received your application now, and you apply again, of course, and you resubmit. Talk about that process.
So, yes, you have to reapply for this assistance program every single year. So if you were a participant last year, you should have received an application in the mail probably in October. If you can't find it, that's no big deal. Or if you want to apply for the first time, one of the easiest ways to apply is to go to Colorado Peak. So you can Google Colorado Peak, and that's the portal to the state assistance programs. And not only can you apply for LEAP, but you can apply for some other assistance that you might also be eligible for. Because this program, LEAP, as well as other programs, depends on certain eligibility guidelines that are set by the state.
Now, we say Colorado Peak, and we ask that you Google it because the web address is long and it's silly. You will go right to the portal by Googling Colorado Peak. So these applications are currently available to the public, and in what places can you get these applications?
So you can get the applications from Department of Human Services offices, both at our main building over at Citizen Service Center, but also some of the smaller satellite locations. The libraries have some. Peak Vista has some. Different places all over the region has them.
If you're new to the area and you think you need this assistance, Colorado Citizen, the El Paso County Citizen Service Center is located on Garden of the Gods Road, a little bit east or west of Chestnut. It's up there on the south side of Garden of the Gods Road. Very easy to get to. The parking is free. There's lots of it. And the place is full of signage, so you can find Department of Human Services. It's on second floor?
Third floor.
Third floor. Okay, super easy. And pick up your application there. And there are, of course, people there that can help as well if you have questions.
We can even, if people want to come down to the Citizen Service Center on Garden of the Gods Road, we can even sit them down at a computer and walk them through the application process right then and there.
And, of course, as you noted, the library. Library system here is healthy and it's thriving, and you'll find them in every part of town. Again, Pikes Peak Library District, a quick search online will get you all of those locations as well. And it's huge that you have that collaboration. If somebody wants to call rather than come in.
Mm-hmm. Well, the best number to call if you have questions about the program or you want to know what what kind of documentation you need in order to apply, the best number to call is 1-866-HEAT-HELP. That's 1-866-432-8435.
1-866-HEAT-HELP. Or the number 1-866-432-8435. Let's talk a little bit about who can apply for LEAP assistance.
So like I said, you know, families with children, seniors, even single individuals who once again meet those eligibility guidelines. Basically, it's the main one is an income limit set by household. So depending on your household size, that state median income does change. So this year, it's 60% of the state median income. So for a household of one, that would be $2,371. And then it increases per the number of people in the household.
And you're describing a monthly income.
Correct.
Okay. And then roughly, how many people have you helped? And let's look at 2018 numbers, give people a sense for how the program works along those lines.
So last year for the program, almost 12,500 people applied, and of those, almost 9,000 were approved. And the average amount that was paid out for heating costs was about $426.
And it's still early in the year, but you have numbers for the program in progress right now.
Yes. So we've had about 5,300 submitted, and nearly 3,700 have been approved, but most of the difference are still pending. And then the average amount paid out so far this year has been $337. But we expect that. We expect those numbers and that amount to change as the season rolls on.
Absolutely. And the kinds of services you provide beyond this partial assistance to help people pay with their heating bills.
So Human Services does a lot with both medical assistance. Food assistance is a big one in our community. A lot of people do need help. And there's a number of other programs depending, you know, some for particularly for seniors, some for particularly with families with children. We can also help connect people with resources to help get a job or get a better job.
So a rich and robust resource. And again, if you're new to the area, El Paso County Citizen Service Center, Garden of the Gods Road, west of Chestnut on the south side, a big, big facility. You can't miss it. On the third floor is where you will find Christina and her team at El Paso County Department of Human Services. You are partnered with a few agencies here in the city and in the county, and one of them, most notably, the Energy Resource Center, does some very important work for you.
Yes. So the Energy Resource Center is a nonprofit. They do free home energy audits. If you qualify for LEAP, there's some things that you're automatically considered eligible for, but they also do energy efficiency improvements based on your income qualifications. So they can work with you for insulation improvements, HVAC, air sealing, and a lot of other things. So if part of your problem, say your furnace is really, really old, or you know maybe it's falling apart, and that can be a very dangerous situation because carbon monoxide poisoning is quite possible during the winter months because if your furnace system's not working properly, that can be a danger to your family.
It really, really can. And, you know, you start to get headachy and nauseated and you lose your energy and you can slip into a state of sleep and just not wake up. That's how dangerous carbon monoxide is. If you don't have working detectors in your home, that's another problem, too. And one, no doubt, that you can get some assistance with through the agencies that are connected with El Paso County Department of Human Services. And one of the big problems with people who struggle is sometimes that making these difficult choices about what they can and can't do, making the decision whether to heat or eat is a genuine problem. If there is a cracked heat exchanger in a furnace, you don't often know it, and you may not know it until it's too late. That's how serious this can be. If you have any doubts about the efficiency of your furnace or the possibility that this something's not working right, if your bills are way out of whack, you know you got a problem, and you can contact El Paso County Department of Human Services, and they will guide you to one of these agencies that can help out.
Yeah, Human Services doesn't operate in a vacuum. We work very closely with a lot of community partners, and so we're really good at directing people to getting the help that they need because we want families to be safe. We want them to be warm. We want them to have the assistance that they need to take care of their families. whether that's help with heating costs or help with food or other programs.
If you or someone you know is struggling with heating your home or their home, 1-866-HEAT-HELP or 1-866-432-8435 to get your questions answered and get some guidance on where to pick up your application. If you want to do that in person, you can. If you'd like to do it online, Google Colorado Peak, and you will go right to the portal where you can start the application process there. And again, more places to get your questions answered. Christina Iadice, Public Information Officer for the El Paso County Department of Human Services, we thank you for spending some of your time here with us on Business Connection for everything you do for the community.
Thank you.
That's it for this edition of the Business Connection. I'm Ted Robertson. Business Connection airs Sunday mornings at 7 right here on KRDO News Radio at 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Catch us by podcast anytime, 24/7, 365, totally free. KRDO.com, select radio, and click on podcasts.